in the limelight.
Every day, more than 1,000 Americans are still dying of COVID, says Stephen Harper Ryder in an article published under the heading "The Expendable Americans in a Pandemic." Stay tuned for more. On March 14, 2022, 7 million Americans and their families became victims again. For the first time since the COVID pandemic began, Republicans jettisoned Congress's bipartisan approach of providing no-strings emergency funds to the battle of the virus. Instead, the GOP insisted that Democrats find a way to pay for ongoing COVID testing, treatment, and vaccines. Otherwise, Republicans would scuttle the $1.5 trillion omnibus bill funding the entire federal government through September. The bill also included a $42 billion increase in military spending and almost $14 billion in emergency aid for the military. According to a study published in JAMA Network on December 28, 2021, the vulnerable American population is at increased risk of breakthrough COVID-19 infection that can have severe and even fatal outcomes. The COVID funds were a rounding error, a $15.6 billion item, or 1% of the omnibus bill. To assuage Republicans, Democrats pulled $7 billion from state aid allocated in a previous relief package. But pushback from governors and some House Democrats caused Speaker Nancy Pelosi to remove COVID funding from the bill altogether. The number two Republican in the Senate, John Thune, tried to blame Democrats. He said, "We had a chance to get that last week and the House progressive wing blew it up. They torpedoed it." Given the GOP's new demand that Democrats find a way to pay for this round of COVID plan, that's nonsense. For immunocompromised citizens, like many Americans, vaccination offers some protection, but the science is clear. According to a study published in JAMA Network on December 28, 2021, the vulnerable American population is at increased risk of breakthrough COVID-19 infection that can have severe and even fatal outcomes. Individuals 65 and over account for 75% of all deaths. Likewise, across all age ranges, more than 7 million American adults live with compromised immune systems that impede vaccine effectiveness. In a recent study, vaccinated immunosuppressed patients accounted for 44% of breakthrough hospitalizations, and an even greater percentage, about 98%, were over 50, which makes Americans a double dipper in the COVID pool. In his State of the Union message, President Biden said, "We're leaving no one behind or ignoring anyone's needs as we move forward." He then outlined his plan for stockpiles of tests, masks, pills, if Congress provides the funds they needed. Well, Congress dropped that ball, but the Biden administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention share some of the blame for the current plight in the United States of America. As of last summer, COVID had killed 580,000 Americans, but Biden said the worst was over. The CDC announced that anyone vaccinated didn't need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. When Delta arrived, infections and hospitalizations soared, but most people remained in an "I've moved on, I'm so done with COVID" state of denial. As Omicron engulfed the world and swamped hospitals yet again, that mindset persisted. America paid the price for its denialism. By January 2022, the country was approaching 1 million COVID deaths, and the CDC told everyone to wear N95 masks for the best protection against Omicron. A month later, the CDC revised its metrics to focus on hospital admissions rather than infections. Using the new criteria, most of the country went from high community transmission levels to medium or low levels overnight, and suddenly 70% of Americans could remove their masks. But every day, more than 1,000 Americans are still dying of COVID. Now, rising infection and hospitalization rates in Europe provide troubling signs that another wave may be on the way. As Dr. Eric Topel recently wrote, that in itself requires preparedness. Unfortunately, we have a mindset that the pandemic is over, which couldn't be further than the truth. Now, we have a new perspective on how handicapped individuals must have felt before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law. The COVID fate remains in the hands of people motivated to look the other way. Americans have become an unwanted footnote in discussions about transitioning the country from pandemic, which is where they still are, to so-called endemic, a goal for which they have no real pain or plan. Lip service about leaving no one behind has yielded to social Darwinism, making 7 million people like anyone in the United States expendable. The country shouldn't come to a screeching halt because some of Americans have compromised immune systems that make COVID especially dangerous. But presenting that as the only alternative to moving on, the message that people embrace because they want to hear is disingenuous. Rather than promoting magical thinking, the U.S. officials should tell Americans the truth. Just because you haven't contracted severe COVID doesn't mean that the pandemic is over. Just because you don't have symptoms doesn't mean that you can't transmit the virus to someone who will develop serious complications with tragic consequences. Rather than sowing doubt about scientific facts, provide funds for testing, treatment, and vaccines, all of which are now in imminent jeopardy. Adopting those public health measures should be characterized as bipartisan victories. They will not only better protect the most vulnerable now, but also help everyone defeat future lethal variants. Helping Americans, the immunocompromised, helps everyone in the world.